No drama discipline. The whole brain way to calm the chaos and nurture your child's developing mind. Authors, Daniel J. Siegel and Tina Payne Bryson. Encouraging cooperation while building a child's brain. You want the bad behavior to stop, but you want to respond in a way that values and enhances your relationship with your children. You want to build your relationship, not damage it. You want to create less drama, not more. You can discipline in a way that's a high on relationship, high on respect, and low on drama and conflict. Effective discipline allows us to help our children understand what it means to manage their emotions, to control their own impulses, to consider other feelings, to think about consequences, to make thoughtful decisions, and much more. The dual goals of no drama discipline. Effective discipline aims for two primary goals. The first is obviously to get our kids to cooperate and do the right thing. But there's a second goal that's just as important. Whereas getting cooperation is short-term objective, the second goal is more long-term. It focuses on instructing our children in ways that develop skills and the capacity to resiliently handle challenging situations, frustrations, and emotional storms that might make them lose control. These are the internal skills that can be generalized behind the immediate behavior. This second major goal of discipline is about helping them develop self-control and a moral compass so that even when the authority figures aren't around, they're thoughtful and conscientious. We call this a whole brain approach to discipline because when we use the whole of our brain as parents, we can focus on both the immediate external teachings and the long-term internal lessons. And when our children receive this form of intentional teaching, they too come to use their whole brains. Encouraging cooperation and building the brain are the dual goals that guide a loving, effective, whole brain approach to discipline. It's parenting with brain in mind. Your brain on discipline. There are a few simple facts about the human brain and the way it can impact our disciplinary decisions when our kids misbehave. Let's begin with three fundamental discoveries about the brain that we call the three brain C's. Brain C1. The brain is changing. A child's brain is like a house that's under construction. The downstairs brain is made up of the brainstem and the limbic region. We consider the downstairs brain to be much more primitive because it's responsible for our most fundamental neural and mental operations, strong emotions, instincts like protecting our young, and basic functions like breathing, regulating sleep, and wake cycles, and digestion. The downstairs brain is what causes a toddler to throw a toy or bite someone when he doesn't get his way. The upstairs brain, on the other hand, is responsible for more sophisticated and complex thinking. It's made up of the cerebral cortex that is responsible for a laundry list of skills that allow us to live balanced, meaningful lives such as regulation of emotions and body, sound decision-making and planning, empathy, and morality. The problem is that the upstairs brain takes time to develop. Actually, it's not fully formed until a person reaches his mid-20s. Comprehending that the brain is changing and still developing can move us to a place where we can listen to our kids with more understanding and compassion. It's simply unfair to assume that our children are making decisions using fully formed brains and view the world as we do. The fact that a child doesn't have a consistently working upstairs brain, which provides internal constraints and govern the behavior, means that he needs to be provided with external constraints. And those external constraints need to come from you. You need to develop your child's upstairs brain by helping them make decisions they're not quite capable yet of making for themselves. Brain C2. The brain is changeable. The brain isn't only changing. It can be modeled intentionally by experience. As scientists put it, the brain is plastic, or moldable. The actual physical architecture of the brain changes based on what happens to us. The point is that the experiences our kids undergo change the plastic brain while it's developing throughout their lives. A positive experience with a math teacher can lead to neural connections that link math with pleasure and accomplishment, and the opposite is equally true. Neuroplasticity has enormous ramifications for what we do as parents. If repeated experiences actually change the physical architecture of the brain, then it becomes paramount that we be intentional about the experiences we give our children. Think about the ways you interact with them. Everything they hear, feel, and see impacts their brains and thus influences the way they view and interact with the world. Brain C3. The brain is complex. The brain is multifaceted, with different parts responsible for different tasks. Some parts are responsible for memory, others for language, others for empathy, and so on. The brain's complexity means that when our kids are upset or when they're acting in ways we don't like, we can appeal to different parts of their brains, to different regions, and ways the brain functions. Also, your child's sensory system takes in your body language and words and detects threat, which biologically sets off the neural circuitry that allows him to survive a threat. His downstairs brain springs into action, preparing to react quickly rather than fully considering alternatives in a more receptive state. In such situations, you can appeal to your child's more sophisticated upstairs brain by demonstrating respect for him, nurturing him with lots of empathy, and remaining open to collaborative and reflective discussions. This way you communicate no threat, so the reptilian brain can relax its reactivity, and that's what we want to teach our children. The three brain C's lead to one crucial conclusion. No drama discipline actually helps build the brain. It's not only that a whole brain approach can diffuse highly charged situations with your kids, but it also strengthens neural connections between the upstairs and downstairs parts of the brain. These connections lead to personal insight, responsibility, flexible decision-making, and morality. Redirecting for today and for tomorrow. Redirection is how we respond when our kids do something we don't like or refuse to do something we want them to do. A simple way to think about redirection is to take an approach that focuses on two principles. 1. Wait until your child is ready. Once you've connected and allowed your child to come to a place where he's ready to listen, then it's time to redirect. Not before. Most parents assume that addressing the child right away when he misbehaves is the best way to redirect. That's a mistake because misbehavior often happens when a child isn't able to regulate his big feelings, and that means his upstairs brain has gone offline along with his functions. 2. Be consistent, but not rigid. Consistency is crucial when it comes to disciplining our children, but some parents place a high priority on it, that it becomes a rigidity that's not good for their kids. Kids need expectations so as to feel safe. They know they can count on you to be constant, even when their internal or external world is chaotic. This kind of predictable care is what builds secure attachment. The goal is to maintain a consistent but flexible approach with your kids, so that they know what to expect from you, but they also know that at times you'll thoughtfully consider all the factors involved. Addressing behavior. In the following part, we offer specific, no-drama redirection strategies you can use as different approaches in your potential toolkit, picking and choosing the ones that make sense according to the temperament, age, and stage of your child. Reduce words. Embrace emotions. Describe, don't preach. Reframe a no into a conditional yes. Emphasize the positive. Creatively approach the situation. Message of hope. Neuroplasticity shows that the brain is amazingly changeable and adaptive across a lifetime. You can change the way you discipline at any age, yours or your child's. No drama discipline shows you how, not by providing a magic wand that will solve every problem, but the hope comes in that you now have principles that can guide you toward disciplining your children in ways you can feel good about. You now have access to strategies that actually sculpt the brain in positive ways. Allow your kids to be emotionally intelligent, strengthen your relationship with them, and help them become the kind of people you want them to be.